Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
And we were singing, Holy Spirit, you're welcome here. Make Him feel welcome. Raise your hands. Just make the Holy Spirit welcomed in this place. In your own way, just say to Him, I welcome you. Just in your own way, however you want to say it. You might want to speak in tongues. You might want to do it in English. However you want to, just say, Holy Spirit, I welcome you today. I welcome you into my life and into the lives of all these precious saints, all my family members. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. And we thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We acknowledge it. We recognize it. And we can taste that you're good. And we thank you that our offering of praise and worship has come into your very presence as a sweet-smelling aroma that drew you right into this place right now. Because we know in Proverbs you said that you inhabit the praises of your people. We are your people, and we are praising you. And there's another one that you said in Psalm 100, verse 4. It said, come into His courts with praise, and to His center, right into His being, with thanksgiving, and bless His holy name. Let us enter into the gates with praise and worship, and bless your holy name. Lord, you've got us coming and going. You blessing us in the field and in the basket, when we're coming in, when we're going out. Wherever we go, whatever we do, you're there with us because we acknowledge and love you. And we thank you. We thank you for being there for us, each and every one of us. And I pray today that you would be Cleveland Clinic, walking through the hallways and touching every child of God and bringing healing and restoration to that whole place, that even the unsaved will see the hand of God Almighty on His children, and they will be stirred to receive you. Just point towards Cleveland Clinic right now, everyone. Just stretch your hands out towards that place. Father, we pray for every single person in that place that is saved and born again, children of yours, that you would touch them, heal them, deliver them, bring restoration and speedy recovery to each and every one of them. And Lord, let your presence be felt in that place, that people say, what must I do? And that the born again children that are being healed now will tell the unsaved, yes, what you need to do. And you will see that church, that building start to empty out as people receive Christ and they start to get their health back. We pray for Chaplain Dave right now. We call healing and health to his life in the name of Jesus. Lord, we call upon your mercy. Often we have to call upon your mercy because sometimes we don't even have a clue as to why and what and how and when. We just call on your grace, your love, and your mercy, and your word that says we can proclaim. And so we proclaim and decree and declare and prophesy right now. Healing. Take over that spirit of death in that hospital. We say the spirit of life becomes prevalent in that hospital and overrides the spirit of death in the name of Jesus. Protect all those doctors and nurses in the name of Jesus and help them to get the wisdom from heaven in Jesus' name. And everyone agreeing said, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Turn around and greet a couple of people right now. Thank you, worship team.
wonderful anointing.
I just want to welcome you on the internet, by way of the internet.
Praise God. I'm excited about God, what he's about to do. And, you know, we're going to continue where we've been. But I just wanted to tell you, in case you don't know, we have now got some more protection right here at the church. We've got two units that cost a lot of money each unit. There's one over there, a little black one, and one in the back, a little black one. And they are producing ions which scrubs the air every 3 minutes. It actually scrubs the air. And then within a six-hour period, and they've been going from last yesterday, it gets on every single surface everywhere, on everything you see, on every surface, underneath the chairs, everything, and it scrubs them and continues scrubbing them. And so that's just to let you know that everything is being scrubbed right now, even you guys. And can you feel? You feel cleaner, right? Bring a towel next week. But it takes care of 99.9% of germs, of mold, of viruses, and we got them in our school. Every classroom has them in our school. Because, you know, even when children come in there and they just sniffles, it sends to spread. This is going to contain that and take care of it. So just wanted to let you know. Amen? Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you. All righty. Who knows that the devil goes around like a what? Well, who here feels right now that you have been attacked by this thing called a roaring lion? Who does? Everybody. Anybody. You in the back there, you put your hand up. I've got a book for you coming up. This is by a friend of ours that you know. He came to the church, a prophet of God, Ron Cushmal. Ron Cushmal, if you remember him, a wonderful man of God. And let me just read what this says. Good morning. God bless you. This says, the lion seeks, takes you from the wild African jungle to the wild spiritual jungle. In Africa, danger lurks behind the innocent screen of long grass. And I've experienced, I've seen this. It watches your every move. In the spiritual realm, danger also lurks behind innocent camouflage. The lion seeks, takes you from victim to victory. Amen. God bless you. You will have a good time reading that. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Now, how many of you know there's a scripture that says, a merry heart doeth good like a? Exactly. Well done. And that's in Proverbs 17. And so the Lord told me to just read you a short joke. Because we're talking about healing. And I want you to get some medicine right now. According to the word of God, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. So laughter and joy and positive, merry person. A grateful giver. Remember what he says? He loves a cheerful giver. You've got to have a merry disposition. You've got to laugh. Laugh at yourself. I mean, just really, you don't laugh at yourself. Just look at yourself in the mirror. You will laugh. And I'm talking the mirror of God's word. You will see that you're victorious in every area and you'll start to laugh. And we're talking about godly healing is a what cure? Is a spiritual cure. Godly healing is a spiritual cure. And the subtitle is physical health through spiritual means. Now, all of us want to be healthy physically. How many of you want to be healthy physically? And mentally. Okay, those of you that didn't put your hands up, we'll pray for you, but you will become healthy if you stick to the word of God. And it's going to come to you if it's a godly thing that you're getting. If it's a godly healing, which has got to be godly healing because God is the healer, it's going to be a spiritual cure. Now, we spoke about that before. It could be through a doctor that God spiritually created, spiritually put all the stuff in the earth that they can mine through scientists and administer it to you. But it's still a spiritual cure because it comes from God. And that thing is not going to heal you. God is going to heal you. It's a spiritual cure. All healing is a spiritual cure. When God created us, he created us with stuff in our DNA that can take care, and antibodies that can take care of sickness and disease. And sometimes because of maybe contaminants and stuff that's in the earth today, and maybe because of stress, whatever the reason, there's something that gets bigger than what's been put in us, and we need a touch from God. Amen. But it's all spiritually given to you. It comes from the kingdom of heaven, which is a spiritual kingdom. God is a spirit. Amen. Psalm 107, verse 20, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Listen, God sent forth his word and healed them, all of us, and delivered us from our destructions. That's when he sent his word. The word was Jesus Christ. Anyone who received Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior receive what God said, receives health and taken out of destruction. Amen. Look at that picture. You see, the one picture shows you all of the things that you've been healed from. And that's only a minute amount of them. But you've been healed from everything. He forgives all our iniquities and he heals all of our diseases, right? That's Psalm 103. Verse 1 and 2. He forgives all my iniquities and he heals all of my diseases. Correct? Well, that's how he did it. He sent forth his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. The destruction was dying separate from God and going to hell. That's why you see the hand of God pulling you out of the fire. We were in that fire. You don't believe it. You were in that fire. You were a lost, dying, going to fire sinner. And then God came, you received Jesus, his son, whosoever believes in him and receives him will not die, but have life everlasting. So we received him. It's all from the Spirit. Amen. For God sent his only begotten son. Where did he come from? From the spirit realm. Amen. 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 So notice that God didn't say he sent his word to heal, but he sent his word and healed. Amen. So many people are waiting for God to heal them. But he said, I sent my word and I healed them. And so many people are waiting for God to touch them and heal them when God's already saying, I have healed you. Amen. Amen. You need to receive this. You need to get what God is saying. Because God already did it, he now considers it done. How did he heal you? The stripes on Jesus' back. We all understand that. Isaiah 53 verses 4 and 5. 1 Peter 2, 24. Matthew 8, 17. Just goes on and on and on. By the stripes on his back, he healed us. Amen. So he sent Jesus from the spirit realm. His only begotten son who'd never been separated from God before. He sent him to the earth because of the sin that was he became. He never sinned, but he became sin for us. God had to turn his face from his son. The first and only time there was ever separation between the two. And that was what Jesus was more afraid of and didn't want, rather than the nails in his hands and feet or taking and becoming sin for us.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry from Tradition Worship Center. We are a Word of Faith church that believes in the finished work of the cross. We are spirit-filled and believe in miracles, signs and wonders and experience them on a daily basis. We also believe that healing belongs to the children of God and is obtainable through faith in Christ. We have a no-charge healing academy that takes place every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. live on our webpage at traditionworshipcenter.com and on YouTube and Facebook. You would be made to feel most welcome and are able to join in with comments and questions. We also have healing rooms where you can get a no-charge appointment by calling our church office or in person at our Wednesday 7 p.m. or Sunday 10 a.m. services in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility. We have a Holy Ghost and fire service on the last Sunday of each month at 6 p.m. and you are always welcome. God bless you and we hope to see you soon.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future.